Near FM presents To the Bone, written by David Donovan, directed by Anna Nugent. Please be advised that the program contains dark themes and violence references.
Come here. Did you bring the cattle in last night, Jack?
I did, yeah.
Well, then why is Billy down the road telling me he saw one of our heifers running past him this morning?
Ah, Dad, he's losing his marbles. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Billy is as sharp as a tack. Don't be saying anything against him now. You're the one who let the heifer out.
Come on, I couldn't have. Sure, I was out milking them this morning. They were all there.
I counted, and they're not.
Ah, for feck's sake.
Language.
Are you joking? I'm a grown man.
I don't care how old you are. You don't talk to me like that.
Sorry. Where's the heifer now?
You'd want to be finding that out now fairly lively, all right?
So you don't know?
Course I don't know. That's why I'm asking you, you idiot.
Christ, all right. I'll check with Billy later, see if he knows where she's gone.
You better. Can't be affording any more losses this year. The herd's been sick enough as it is.
Yeah, I know, Dad.
Right.
Jess is coming up for lunch now.
Ah. Okay, I'll make myself scarce then.
You can stay if you want.
No. You don't want me bothering you two. I'll be out with the vet now anyway. I'm sure he'll just be charging me a fortune to tell me what I already know. But your luck, we'll see.
All right, Jack.
All right, Jess.
Just saw Bob. You had a face like a slapped arse.
Oh, don't talk to me. Messed up again, didn't I?
Jack, what you do now?
It was an accident. One of the heifers ran off last night.
Right.
Not great?
No.
And she was meant to be going to Mark this Friday as well. You'll have my head in a plate if I don't find her before then.
You idiot.
He's already said that.
Beat me to it. Has been asking about me.
Unless you know how to make up for this lost heifer, then I doubt he'd give a shite.
Well, don't be saying that.
It's true.
Well, as long as he doesn't know anything's up, we're grand.
He's not one for poking his head up unless it's needed, Jess. I think we're in no danger there.
You're not giving him enough credit, I'd say. He's smarter than he lets on.
If you say so. How do we get ourselves into this mess?
Sure it was your idea.
I know.
Look, it's for the best. For both of us.
Yeah.
Anyway, how did you manage to lose a cow last night? They're fairly noticeable, like.
I thought they were all there. I might have been a bit distracted, though.
What were you doing?
Painting.
At night? Sure, what's the point in that? You can't see anything.
Oh, you can. When the moon's out and I'm in the yard with the parlour light on, sometimes I don't know which one is lighting me.
Just a bit weird, isn't it?
I don't think so. There's something about this place at night. I can't capture it during the day. Like, all my problems are asleep with everyone else. I can be alone, properly.
Can I see?
No, it's not done.
You say that every time I ask.
Well, it's true, it's not ready. I don't want anyone seeing them until they're done, because I don't know what they'll be like. To be finished. Get the thoughts out of my head and to fill the blankness.
Have you ever finished a painting?
Yes. Well, pretty much. They're not good enough. Not yet. It's these thoughts, Jess. The ones that keep me up all night. They're telling me something is missing. And I don't know what that is. So I just keep painting until I find it.
Has your dad ever seen them?
Christ, no. Not sure what he'd think of them anyway.
How are you hiding it from him, though?
It's easy to separate it. That side of myself. I do it every day.
As long as you're happy, I suppose.
Yeah. Listen, I have to drop down to the butcher's and get some chops for tea, so I'll be heading on.
Grant, I'll see you later.
We'll see. I might still be in the dungeons if I don't find this heifer.
Good luck.
Tom, did you hear about Bridget?
Who?
Ah, Bridget, you know her, don't you?
I don't know that I do, ma'am.
You must do. She's a cousin of Sister Margaret. You know Sister Margaret, the nun at primary school.
Right. I don't know how that would mean. I know who this Bridget woman is, though.
Bridget? Bridget? Well, she used to work at the... God, where was it? No. She was in the post office, I think.
I don't remember any Bridget in the post office.
You might have been too young.
Sure, anyway, what about her?
Well, she was spotted.
How's it going, Mary?
Jack, how's the farm?
Yeah, grand. Yourself?
Ticking away, yeah? Heard about your missing heifer?
Ma'am! Oh, sorry, Jack.
What? not. Bernie told me when she was in getting her sausages. She was talking to Billy's sister this morning after Mass.
And didn't she say not to be telling anyone?
No, you're grand. I'll be off looking for her now after I've picked up some lamb chops for the old fella's dinner this evening.
Well, good luck to you anyway. Tom, I'll be heading to the slaughterhouse now. You'll be all right here on your own?
Sure, I've been working here long enough. I'll be fine, ma'am.
Ah, you say that now, but once the biddies come in after the ICA meeting, you'll be regretting saying that, Bio.
Right, well, you don't want to be late.
All right. Good to see you, Jack.
You too, Mary. Take care now.
Right.
Chops?
Grand, yeah. I'll see what I have for you.
Are they in the back?
Yeah, come here and have a look.
So the chops?
Ah, shut up, Hugh. Come here and kiss me. You all right?
Yeah, I'm grand.
What happened with that heifer?
Oh, Christ, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. I was waiting for you last night.
What?
In the shed. I was waiting for you.
Shit, sorry, I forgot.
Nah, it's fine. I saw your paintings, though.
Fuck, I thought I'd hidden them away.
What are you talking about?
Tom, they're not ready. I don't want you seeing them.
Ah, Jesus, they're never ready.
I know, but I don't want you seeing them until they're perfect.
But they are. They are. They're already perfect.
Go away.
No, I mean it. Maybe that's the problem. You can't see the imperfect thing that makes them great.
Maybe.
I'm sorry if you didn't want me to see them.
It's okay. I'm glad you liked them. I didn't know if anyone would understand them.
Of course I did. You're really talented, Jack.
Ah, feck off.
No, really. I think there's something about them. I don't know how to put it. Where do they come from?
Paintings. Sure, I don't know rightly myself. They just sort of come out of me.
But there has to be somewhere they come from, right? Is it...
What?
I don't know. They're very dark, like, Jack. I just want to know that everything is all right.
What do you mean?
I'm just... Sometimes I worry that you're not saying everything you're feeling. That it's getting bottled up, like...
Don't say my dad.
They're beautiful, Jack. But don't hide them from me, please.
Stop, would you?
All right. No more compliments then, I suppose.
Well, it's not awful to hear.
I'm sure you say that to all the lads.
What are you talking about? You know, it's only you.
And Jess?
Ugh, stop, I can't be dealing with this today.
It's true, though.
Jess is just, it's just for show. We know that, you know that. I'm sure half the village knows that. But that's one line they wouldn't dare to cross with Dad.
Are you not? Sad.
Sad? Jesus, what are you on about?
It is, though. Sad, Jack. I'm sad having to hide this. It's been ages now we're doing this, or... Well, it feels like ages anyway.
We're having fun, and I like you. Why make that more complicated than it needs to be?
But you not want more.
What more can I have, Tom?
You could have whatever you wanted if you tried hard enough.
I want you.
But you can't do it, can you?
Tom, I can't leave Dad.
And what about you? What about your happiness?
It's not about that.
Of course it fecking is.
Well, even if we did go, what would we do?
You'd paint and have shows on at big galleries with champagne and snobby arseholes.
And you?
I don't know. I could try different things. Find out what I want. But I'd be with you. So that would be enough.
What about your mom?
Ah, she'd be fine, Jack. I think she wants me to move on at this point. Have my own life, like.
It's different though, isn't it?
Maybe.
I just think she'd understand why.
You don't know that.
But I know he wouldn't.
Do you ever think about her, your mam?
All the time.
Did you ever think about finding her?
No. She left and that was her choice. She wanted out and I wasn't enough to keep her here.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, what else am I supposed to think? He was suffocating her every day.
And what is he doing to you?
Look, we're fine. All right, just drop it. Shite.
All right, Jack. Here's those chops you wanted.
Ah, cheers.
Hello.
Hey, Jess.
All right, Jess.
I was just getting the chops for the dinner.
Grand, yeah.
Right, I'll see you later, Jess, yeah?
Sure.
See you, Tom.
Take care, Jack.
How's tricks?
Ah, can't complain.
You holding down the fort yourself?
Yeah, Mom's off at the slaughterhouse, yeah.
Come here. Have you heard anything about Bridget?
Who is this Bridget woman everyone's banging on about? I don't know any Bridgets, or at least, I don't think I do. Unless apparently there's some relation of Sister Margaret, who, Christ knows, excuse my language, I haven't seen in donkey's years, so why would I remember that?
All right, Jesus, I was just asking.
Sorry, sometimes it's like pulling teeth with that woman.
Who, your mother?
Yes, my mother. God bless her. But her nosing in people's business will land her in a rake of trouble. And you should probably heed the same advice, Jess.
Noted.
Anything else I can do for you?
Nope, sorry to bother you. Just wanted to see what was keeping Jack so long.
Well, you know, we had a delivery in and there was a lot of meat to sort through.
I can only imagine. Take care, Tom.
See you, Jess.
Sorting meat, Jesus, what's wrong with me?
Any luck?
What?
The heifer. Any luck?
I went to talk to Billy.
Right. And?
He said she ran up the North Road and he couldn't stop her.
So?
So I went up the North Road and couldn't see her anywhere.
How far up did you go?
As far as the Donahue's place.
Ah, Jesus, Jack. She could have gone miles past here.
Sure, I stopped in at Deirdre's and she said she'd saw nothing come up her way.
She would say that, all right.
What are you talking about?
You not remember?
Remember what, Dad?
The stones.
Here we go.
What?
Yes, Dad, the stones.
Right. And what did she do with the stones?
She blocked the new road.
Exactly. So why would you trust anything coming out of her mouth now?
Dad, it was 6 years ago.
I don't forget, Jack. I don't forget.
I'm sure she'd say something if she saw the heifer.
She wouldn't hole, yeah.
All right, Bob.
Jess, how's it going?
Not too bad, in fairness. Dad's been back and forth to the hospital, so I'm looking after the garage on my own, but keeping busy all the same.
And how's Sheila?
She's been better, yeah. Starting to lose the memory. She doesn't want me coming in to see her anymore. Confuses her.
That's desperate, yeah.
Dad.
What?
No, he's grand. Sure, everyone in the village asked me about it anyway. I'm used to it.
Did you hear about this fool's gallivanting last night?
What?
Oh, yeah.
That heifer was a fine specimen.
I am trying to find her.
You feckin' better.
Yeah, I know. The mart's on Friday.
Because the mart... Right.
Same as every week, Dad.
Yep.
You hungry, Jess?
Yeah, go on.
Well, he might be useless on the farm, but at least the chops aren't burnt.
Thanks.
He's all right in the kitchen now, to be fair to him.
Good enough, yeah.
Listen, Bob, Jack and I wanted to tell you something.
We do?
Yes, Jack.
Okay.
So, we've been going out for a while now, and with everything going on with my granny, we've both been thinking about how short life can be.
We have?
Yes. So, we've decided to get married.
Married? Christ! Congratulations, lad.
Ah, thanks, Dad.
And Jess, come here. Welcome to the family. Have you been doing a better job than him of making the dinners, huh?
Who knows, yeah.
God, I can't believe it. Suffering Jesus. If only your mother was here to see this, she'd be so proud.
Dad.
What?
Stop.
What?
You can't.
Would you spit it out?
Why, Jack, like she's dead. She just went off and left us here alone.
Jack, whist now, would you?
Come on, it's not like Jess doesn't know. Or the hole in Knocknacareen.
What you always have to be doing this, Jack?
What's the problem, Dad? I thought Jess was part of the family now.
I won't be spoken to like this in my own home.
Right, well, you can feck off then.
Jack!
Your mother, she'd...
What?
Christ, I can't do this tonight. I'm off to the pub. You two celebrate your engagement. I'll take the back road. You don't need to pick me up tonight.
Did you have to do that?
Don't start with me. Are you serious?
Look, Jack, I'm sorry.
Sorry? Jess, it was one thing pretending to be together, but married? You've got to be joking me. How long do you think we can keep this up, huh?
It's just, I think Bob was getting suspicious, you know, and...
Did Tom say something to you?
No, I mean, not to me.
What do you mean?
Well, I overheard you.
What?
Yeah.
But the bell?
Jack, how do you think I'm after hearing everyone's secrets all these years? You just have to open it slowly enough and you can snake in without anyone hearing you.
You're some minx, all right.
We said.
I know.
How long has it been going on for?
A couple of months.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Look, this is just how we've kept this going this long. We don't do anything stupid and no one knows.
Right, and you weren't doing anything stupid when Ellen Marie was getting her car fixed and you had to drive her home, yeah?
Come on.
Well?
It was a one-time thing.
So?
Nothing serious, Jack. That's what we said if this was going to work.
How much did you hear?
He wants to leave. With you.
It's just fantasies. Daydreams, Jess. We wouldn't.
Well, why not?
Because of everything. If I left now, why didn't I leave years ago? Why didn't I leave right after school? Why didn't I leave right after Mam left? Why'd I wait so long to break my poor, long-suffering father's heart?
He's not the only person this affects.
I know that. I wouldn't want to leave you either, Jess.
Right.
Why do you care?
About you.
Yeah, why are you doing all this?
I need it too, Jack.
Isn't one of your uncles gay? Your dad's brother. They all seem pretty grand about it.
You don't get it. It's different when you're a girl.
But still, you could have left as well.
And I didn't. I stayed because you needed me.
Not like that.
What?
I can't be with you like that.
Yeah, I know. We're the same. That's how we got into this mess in the first place.
Then why all this? Why are you making us go down a road we can't come back from?
Because I love you. Not like that, obviously. I don't know how or why, but I just do. And I know it doesn't make any sense, but I like this, Jack. I mean, do you not think this is nice? We could do our own thing and still have each other to come home to at the end of the day. We still get to be who we are to everyone here.
What if I want to come home to someone I love completely?
That's the decision you have to make then. We can't have everything. If you're leaving with Tom, then just make your mind up, because I can't do that for you. And I won't have you making a fool of me to everyone. I won't.
Okay, I get it. Just give me some time, all right?
I will.
Pint of Murphy's there, please, Jimmy.
Bob, how are you? Come sit down here with me.
All right, Mary. How shakes?
Ah, grand enough, you know yourself.
Were you at the slaughterhouse today?
I was, yeah.
How are the prices?
Sure could be better. We're not having the best winter here, are we?
No, that's for certain.
Have you been there lately?
I haven't, to be honest with you. I was hoping you'd tell me how your man at the abattoir was getting on.
He's grand. Look, Bob, you know I can't.
Forget it, it's grand.
Look, I'd love to help you, but you know I have to keep things civil with him.
I know, sure. It's hard enough, though. Well, keep him going with just the mart.
Yeah. Did you ever talk to him after?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd love the business.
Yeah. All the same. Can't be going there if he's not ready to apologise.
God help you.
It's grand, Mary.
Ah, sure, it's not all the same.
Wished, would you?
Right, sorry.
I know what you're saying, all right.
It's not fine, but it's been over a year. Nothing ever went anywhere with him and...
It's the principle, Mary.
You're right.
And it's not just that.
What?
So she was back. Bridget was only half an hour from Knocknacreen, and no matter what she has against me, she didn't tell poor Jack.
Oh, sweet suffering Jesus. I'm sorry, Bob.
He was the last person who saw her these past couple of years.
You're right, yeah.
If Jack knew his mother had bothered to come back round here, he'd be devastated that she didn't try to say anything to him.
'Tis desperate.
Sure it is.
Look, we can't be holding on to this now, can we? We'll drink to our health.
And we will.
Well, we have it.
God bless us, we'll be thankful we have it all the same.
Too right. Poor Sheila. You know Sheila, her granddaughter Jess is going with my Jack. I hear she's in the right state these days.
'Tis awful, isn't it?
You'd be thankful enough the young ones are around to help us. You'd never know what would be happening to you from one day to the next.
Sure, they're a great help, all right.
God, I almost forgot. Isn't my Jack and Jess getting married?
Ah, really? Oh, Jesus, that's fantastic. Congratulations, Bob. You must be delighted.
I am, to be fair, now.
Hopefully get some grandkids on the way now as well.
God willing, you know yourself.
Fair play altogether. They're a lovely couple now, when I do be seeing them out in the town together.
Thanks, Mary. They're very good.
They'll have a great time of it, I'd say. Sure, I wonder how they'll manage coming back and forth from the city, but sure, we'll see.
What?
Oh, Bob, sorry. I shouldn't have said anything.
No, what is it?
Well, it's just, well, you know my Tom and the butcher's with me. Wasn't he telling me the other day that himself and Jack were thinking of doing a PLC or something like that at the college there in the city in September? Some art thing or what have you.
Oh, right.
Ah, for feck's sake. He told me not to tell anyone. But sure, everyone knows what I'm like after a few odd whiskies.
No, sure he'd be saying something himself about us.
Was he now?
Yeah, you know, the weekend or something like that.
Oh, gracious. It's just I thought Tom said it was more of a full-time thing and that they'd be living together somewhere in the city.
Right. We didn't talk about all the details.
And your Jack, I didn't know he was interested in the art now, is he?
Yeah.
And what would that be he'd be doing?
Ah, so you know yourself.
Right.
Listen, Mary, I better be heading on.
No, don't.
No, you're grand. I have to be milking the cows in the morning anyway.
Ah, Bob, I thought you knew. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. It's your grand. Right, get home safe anyway, Mary. I'll be seeing you.
All right, Bob. Take care. Ah, Chris, I didn't see you there. How are you?
Thank you.
all right, Jack? Jesus, smells like a distillery in here.
Aye, go away.
Where's Jess?
She went home.
Right.
Do you know what, Dad?
What?
Forget it.
Give me strength.
No, no, let me say it.
All right.
You don't even know.
Know what? Ah, you're laggard, lad. Just get yourself to bed now, would you?
I know, okay? I know about everything you tell me. How hard you work to keep us going, and how difficult everything is, and expensive everything is. But what aren't you telling me?
What?
You. You're awful at keeping secrets, you know that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Neither do you, you aegis.
You can be saying that all you want. Now, I know.
And what about yourself?
Hmm?
What would you not be telling me now? Let's say you've got a few secrets yourself.
No.
Right. So don't be asking any questions you can't answer yourself. Be up at 7 for the milking. Don't be late.
Okay.
That bad?
Jesus, you're very loud in the morning.
It's midday, you fool. Sure half the day's gone by now.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing in here anyway?
The old fella said I was useless to him today, so he sent me back here to start working on the dinner early. Suppose he's expecting a fine roast for himself for all his trouble.
Listen, Jack, I need to tell you something.
What?
Look, my dad was down the pub last night.
What does Chris have to do with anything?
He was having a pint near Mary and your dad, and he said that he overheard her telling him that you and Tom were...
What?
I don't know. Something about moving up to the city together.
Oh, no. No, no, this can't be happening. Feckin' Tom.
Listen, it's probably fine, Jack.
It's absolutely not.
You don't know what they were talking about. It could have just been about your art course you were on about.
Well... What if it wasn't? What else did your dad say?
I don't know. I didn't want to ask him about it too much in case he got suspicious.
Ah, Jess, what are we going to do?
Jack, you have to figure this out yourself. I can't be getting involved with you and Tom. It's too much like.
I don't know what to do, though.
You need to make up your mind, right? What do you want, Jack?
I don't know.
Well, go and talk to Tom about it first, before half the rest of the village is hearing about you leaving.
Okay.
I'll be here. You need to figure this out, Jack. You have to commit one way or another.
Tom, was I telling you about my trip to the pub last night?
No, ma'am, you weren't.
Well, you'll never guess what.
Stop.
What?
I don't want to hear it.
Why?
I don't want to be involved in anything I shouldn't be.
But you don't even know what I was going to tell you.
It doesn't matter. Whatever you tell me usually winds up making things worse for me.
Ah, Tom, don't say that.
It's true. You can't keep anything to yourself.
Now, you know that's not true.
Most things, then. More things than you should, anyway.
I don't know what the problem is, Tom.
The problem is, it's not just... I don't know, it's not idle chatter. You never know who's listening when you're saying all this stuff, and I don't want you to get yourself in trouble.
Trouble? How would I be doing that? It's not like I'm lying or anything.
How do you know that? You don't know if what you're saying is fact or not. You're spreading things around without thinking about any of the people involved. You don't know if what you're saying is fact or not. You're spreading things around without thinking about the people involved.
But I have an intuition for these things, Tom.
You can't say that. You're not some human lie detector. I don't want you making things hard for yourself when they don't need to be.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to give out to you.
No, it's fine. I suppose you're right. I thought it was a nice thing that we shared things.
You have to be careful who you're sharing things with, though. That's the problem.
Right. I see. Is that Jack thundering towards us?
Ma'am, could you grab us some milk from next door?
Are we out?
We are, yeah.
All right. I'm sure I can wait.
I saw Sister Margaret go in there. Don't you want to talk to her?
God, you're right. I better catch her before she shoots off again. That woman is surprisingly spry for her age.
Tom.
Sorry, Jack. Tom will look after you. Have to pop out for a moment.
Fine.
Sister Margaret!
How are you, Jack?
Cut the bullshit, Tom. Who did you tell?
What?
Who did you tell?
Tell what? Jack, what's going on?
Well, Tom, me dad rocks home last night and starts making little comments to me. Not calling the kettle black and all that. So I'm wondering, What in the name of God he could be on about, huh?
Oh, Jack, shite. Oh, I'm sorry. I might have mentioned to me ma about college, but that was it. I didn't say anything about us or whatever.
Was he supposed to think, Tom? Because apparently I'm getting married to Jess now, since she thought that was such a great idea to keep things looking normal. So why would I be moving up to the city with you?
You're getting married?
No. I mean, I don't know. Jess just sort of sprung it on me last night.
And what did you say?
It was in front of Dad. I had to say yes.
But is that what you want?
I don't know.
Oh, Jack, I can't tell you what to do.
You've certainly made it harder for me anyway, so thanks for that.
I didn't mean for... It wasn't my intention.
Intention? Ah, come on, Tom. Your mother's the biggest gossip in the village. Why would you be after telling her now?
Come off it. That's not on.
It's true. You probably just told her yesterday. And not hours later, it had left her lips and gone into my father's ears. Just great.
You're not being fair.
I am. It's the truth. Sure, last time she saw Johnny Casey stumbling in a ditch down the East Road, didn't she pick him up, take him home, and then drove on to Marie's house to tell her what she'd found her ex-husband doing last night, huh?
She can keep a secret, all right?
Sure.
Well, she knows about me.
What?
She knows I'm gay, Jack.
Right.
She does.
You mess with me, because I don't have time for this right now.
I'm not. I told her a year ago, and she's never said a word to anyone. Not that I know of, anyway. It's not like it's gotten back to either of us.
Are you for real? Does she know about us then?
No, I haven't said anything.
Just because you haven't said anything doesn't mean she doesn't know. She's not blind, Tom.
And so what if she figured it out? You said yourself, Jack, she's not thick. Why would that be the worst thing in the world? Maybe it would give you a chance to grow up a bit.
Come on.
No, I'm being serious. You're a man, like. You need to take a cold, hard look at your life and figure out what you're doing. Because it's starting to look pathetic from where I'm standing.
How could you? I said, how could you?
Jesus, I'm sorry, Jack.
It wasn't your place. It was my decision to make if I wanted to make it. It's not up to you. You've ruined me. You've ruined my life, Tom.
Stop it. Christ, you're being very dramatic.
You don't know, okay? You don't know what it's like living with that man, constantly feeling like you're never enough, that there's no way to make him proud no matter what you do, that every piece of you feels like you came from somewhere else, because you just don't know how you could be related to this man, this block of clay with no emotions or feelings. I've tried to do everything I thought he wanted me to do, and it's never been enough. What's he going to say when he finds out it's all been a lie, huh?
Exactly, Jack. You don't know. Maybe he knows you've been unhappy all these years, that you're just staying here to please him. He might want you to be happy, you know, no matter what that means or who you're with.
Must be nice sitting over there where the grass is greener, Tom.
Must be lovely. You don't know what it's like. Having these thoughts in my head and not knowing how to get rid of them. I'm raging all the time. I'm vibrating with this anger. And I try to get it out of my system, but it's never enough. I want it to stop. I fucked it, Tom. Everything was fine and we could have kept things simple. But I had to want things, didn't I? I had to try to keep everyone happy.
Jack, I'm sorry.
You need to go for a walk. Meet me at the field when you're done here and we can finish talking about it.
Okay, whatever you need.
Bob, have you seen Jack?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Do you know where he might be?
No, I don't, Jess.
Right. Are you drinking?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is it not?
What?
A bit early.
Sure, why not? Live a little. You're meant to be the young one.
Are you alright?
No.
What is it?
Sure, I don't fully know myself. Yes.
Do you want to?
What?
Talk about it?
Not really, no.
Okay. I just think...
What?
Is this about what you heard in the pub last night?
How do you know?
My dad was there.
Of course.
Small village, Bob.
Right you are.
It's not... I don't know what to say, really.
Are you okay with this?
With what?
Him. Going up to the city with Tom. So it just doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, if it's what he wants to do, we'll find a way to make it work. Have you seen...
The paintings? Aye, I have.
Really? Jack thinks he's never seen them.
He's not as good at hiding things as he'd like to think.
Oh.
Yep.
Are you not a bit concerned?
About what?
The paintings, Bob. I just went to see them. He's always so secretive about them and I had to see them. To know what was all his fussing about. They're very dark. Do you not worry about what's going on in his head? What you could be after doing to him?
I've done everything to keep that boy alive. You have no right to be saying that, Jess. You don't know the half of it.
Give off. Sure, everyone knows everyone's business here. It's no secret how your wife was going around the town.
Don't.
put her name past your lips.
If she never left, then who knows where Jack would be now?
You don't know what she was like.
What do you mean?
It's not how you think, how everyone seems to think. She wasn't a good person to be around. It wasn't good for her to be around Jack.
Why?
She had her issues. Like we all do, I suppose, but she couldn't handle them. She didn't take to motherhood. It just escaped her.
So what happened?
I couldn't let her be around Jack. She was drinking while she was looking after him. He almost got himself killed more times than I'd like to admit. So I gave her a choice. I said it's us or the drink. You can see which way she went.
Jesus, that's awful.
It's all the same.
Why did you never say anything? If you knew about the paintings.
So why would I? Tis his private life. As long as it's not affecting me, what am I to say about it?
You could tell him.
What?
Anything. That you're proud of him, or that they're good, or even just acknowledge that he does it.
Why would I be doing that?
Because he wants you to notice him.
I notice him every feckin' day around here, with that stupid big head in him. What's he on about?
He's not happy here.
I never made him stay, sure.
Yes, I know.
But what?
Well, he felt like he had to, after...
At the end of the day, that was his choice.
He's trying to be a good son.
He is a good son. There's no need for him to be trying.
Maybe you should tell him that then.
What's the point? He doesn't care.
He would if you talked to him.
Don't be saying that. You don't know what you're talking about.
I do. And you know what? Not everything is his choice either. Some things are out of his control and he's miserable trying to impress you all the time. Waiting for some little scrap of praise so he can feel like this was all worth it. The years of living under this roof with a sad, lonely man.
Christ, you're a weapon, aren't you?
I'm just being honest here, Bob. Nothing more than the truth.
Sir, I know, don't I? I've done my best.
What do you know? Do you care about anything in his life? Know anything about him?
I know he's not normal.
What?
He's not like me, okay? Are you happy? He's not straight.
You knew?
Of course I knew. He's my son.
Why did you never?
Sure, if he wanted to say something, he could say it to me. But it works for everyone. He does his thing, and no one needs to know about it.
This is not on. I mean, what about us? Do you care at all about me and him?
Like I said, I don't care what he's doing as long as no one in the village knows.
Well, maybe you should think about that again. Because you can't keep everything a secret and he's losing it here. And you. You have the power to accept him and be okay about it and you won't give it to him. You spiteful bastard.
Would you calm down? Jesus, you're wrecking my head. Sweet suffering. All right. Fine. If you think it means that much, I'll go talk to him.
Please. I'm worried, okay? He's not in a good place.
It'll be fine, Jess. There's no need for all this, all right? I'll go find him and we'll sort this out. It'll be grand. Okay?
Okay. We'll sort it out. Yeah.
Jack, the heifer, she's come back. Jack, what's he doing out here in the middle of the night anyway, for God's sake? Can you not hear me, lad?
Oh, hi, Dad.
What are you doing?
Just painting.
Right, what are you holding?
It's my brush.
Jack? Oh, Christ, Jack, what have you done?
I made it all go away, Dad.
No. No, Jack. Oh, God, what possessed you to... Poor Tom.
He had to go, Dad.
What happened to you? Why did you do this?
To make things better. To make you happy.
I never wanted you to do this, Jack. I never asked you to.
The radius bone really makes for a great brush. So blunt, yet so expressive.
My boy. Jesus, my boy.
Is it going to be okay now, Dad? Have I made you happy?
We'll sort it out, son. We'll sort it out. It'll be fine. I'll help you.
Are you proud of me now? Thank you.
programme you have just heard, To the Bone, written by David Donovan, directed by Anna Nugent, with script consultancy by Claire Monnelly, was performed by Lawrence Lowry as Bob, Paul Nugent as Jack, Aoife Commons as Jess, Patrick de Montfort as Tom, Fiona Tobin as Mary.
This programme was co-funded by Commissioned na Man with the television licence fee.